Penguin Random House Audio presents McGlu by Otessa Moshfegh. Read for you by Chris Andrew Shula. The young men were born with knives in their brain. Ralph Waldo Emerson, Life and Letters in New England, 1867. Zanzibar. I wake up. My shirt front is stiff and bibbed brown. I take it to be dry blood, and I'm a dead man. The ocean air persuades me to doubt, to reel my head in double, triple takes towards my feet. My feet are on the ground. It may be that I fell face first in mud. Anyway, I'm still too drunk to care. McGlu! A wrathful voice calls up from the direction of sunshine. Ship sails hoisting, squeaks of wood and knots tight. I feel my belly buckle. My head. Just last spring I cracked it jumping from a train of cars. This I remember. I get back down on my knees. Again. McGlu! This McGlu. It sounds familiar. A hand grips my shirt and pokes at my back, steers me to the plank, and I get on, walking somehow. The ship is leaving. I puke and hold on to the side of the stern and belch bile for a bit, watching the water rush past, until land is out of sight. It's peaceful for a small while after. Then something inside me feels like dying. I turn my head and cough. Two teeth skip from my mouth and scatter across the deck like dice. Eventually, I am put to bed down under. I fish around my pockets for a bottle and find one. McGlu, says the cabin boy, the sissy. Hand that shit over here. I swig it back. Some spills down my neck and wets my soiled collar. I let the empty bottle fall to the floor. You're bleeding, says the fag. So I am, I say, pulling my hand away from my throat. It's dark, rummy blood. I taste it. Must be mine, I think. I think of what use it may have if I get thirsty later. Fag looks worried. I don't mind that he unbuttons my shirt. Don't even beat his hands away as he steers my neck one way, then the other. Too tired. Inspection time. He says he finds no holes in me to speak of. I tell him. Fag's face has a weird sneer. And he looks a little scared and hovers there over me. Red hair tucked carefully into a wool cap. A dot of sweat sitting in the trivet of his upper lip just below his little nose. He looks me in the eye, I'd say, with some fear. No touch, I say, ruffling the blanket back up. It's a gray and red striped blanket that smells of lamb's milk. I hold it over my face while Fag goes about. It's good here under the blanket. My breath shows in the dark. So dark I could almost sleep. My mind travels the cold hills of Peru where I got lost one night. A fat woman fed me milk from her tit, and I rode a shaggy dog back down along a river to the coast. Johnson was there with the captain, waiting. That was trouble. It warm with the rum now, I close my eyes. What have you done? Says the captain next time I open them. The blanket is stripped away like a whip. Saunders removes my shoes. I hear the boat creak. Someone walks down the hall, ringing a bell for supper. The captain stands there by the cot. We want to hear you say it, says the captain. I feel sick and tired. I fall asleep again. They are moving mouths. Saunders and the fag stand by the door. Fag holds a bottle. Saunders dangles keys. Gimme! My voice breaks. I can breathe. Here. He passes the bottle over. You killed Johnson, says Saunders. I get a good half the bottle down and steady my neck, fold my shoulders back. I feel my jaw let go, look down, remembering blood. My shirt is gone. Where's my shirt? Did you really do it? Says the fag. Officer Pratt says he saw you, drunk at the pub in Stonetown, then run away to the doctor's before they found him in the alley. Trash, it's cold. All possessed till takers of this anti-phlegmatical. Thank you, faggot, I say. Drink. They found them stabbed in the heart dead, man, says Saunders, gripping the keys, eyebrows smarting. Who has a brick and a hat, Saunders? Quit it now. It's keeping me all over. Is there food? The fag takes the empty bottle from where I lay it on the blanket. I feel like dreaming. Where's your freckles, Puck? Let's trade places. They aren't talking to me anymore. Food, man! Shit. I'm completely awake now. In one glance, I take in the room. Placards, gray-painted wood walls, wire hooks, some hung-up duck and Guernsey frocks, a gray shield-shaped mirror. Sunlight hazes in, block-style, speckled with white dust. The shadows of men on deck pass along the walls through the small rectangular windows up high above my cot. An empty cot on either side of me. A whine and creak of ship and ocean. A yearn for ale and a song. This is home. Me down in the heart of a drifting vessel. Wanting. Going somewhere. Saunders and Fag pass words and go out, and I hear Saunders lock the door, and I protest with, "Come back and smile, Saunders. Give me the goods. What's up?" And nothing happens. It's not the first time I've been in the hole on this trip. We'll be made to work the pump well each morning and don sails like an old maid once I'm well again. I think of my mother as I imagine her always at the loom through the nailed-down windows of the mill. Me, a wee tiptoed kid, fingers hoisting my eyes barely above the horizon of the window ledge, watching my stoop-backed, prim, high-nosed mom at work, and watching her again that night at the table in our little house, calling me and brother good boys, pushing crumbs, counting coins and coughing. My sister's in bed already, my mother's pale, tuckered-out hair splayed across her back. All the stars outside just sitting there. The cold rinse of Salem night after running hot all day. I'd throw a rock at a window if I could, if I had one. Did Saunders say Johnson was in upkeeps? I'll get up and see about it. I get up. My head thwarts around, and I see nothing. Then I see stars. Saunders called Johnson dead, I think. I greet the cart again, blind. Saunders will come back with Johnson and have a laugh. Until then, I ride my cogitations out through the stabbing pains in my skull, the licking waves. Most likely I'll doze, then wake up to bread and butter and hot beans and whiskey, and it'll be night, and we'll be halfway to China, and they'll say, "Hit the well, McGlue," like after my last bout. I try to remember the port of call I got this wedding. Zanzibar. Think of some place you'd like to go.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?